matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. It's Morning Focus and we're here with you until 12 o'clock. I'll give you a competition question very shortly. Right now, though, I want to hear about an event which is going to take place in Ennis next week, celebrating 25 years of Treast. It is a community employment scheme that was founded by the Brothers of Charity. And to tell us more, I'm joined in studio this morning by Martina Rinn, its current chairperson, and a previous chairperson, Eamon Finn. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, and thanks
very much for joining us. Martina, tell us about Treast, first of all. What exactly are we talking about? You're operating right across the county as well.
That's right. So thanks very much, Gavin, for having us on this morning to talk about the event next week. So as you say, Treast is a community employment scheme which was established within the Brothers of Charity back in 1992. And I suppose its primary focus really was to provide additional resources to people within the Brothers of Charity, or people who were supported, I should say, by the Brothers of Charity. That is people with intellectual disabilities. So the scheme itself provides a huge resource in terms of, you know, additional hours for people, because the participants who are on the scheme have an awful lot to give to the to our individuals that we support, and it just means that people can be more involved in their community.
Sure.
They can get additional hours for maybe living independently in terms of shopping, money management, getting involved with leisure pursuits, whatever it is. Really, it's determined by the people that they're actually supporting.
So are they doing the work, and maybe this isn't an appropriate term, are they doing the work of carers in effect, or is it assistants, or
they're doing very similar work to the work that support workers would be doing who are employed directly by the Brothers of Charity. So I suppose we're funded primarily by the HSC, and I suppose there are people initially who would have come to our services over the years who are very much in grouped activities, lived in groups, and over the years as our services within the Brothers of Charity have evolved and have developed, we are really looking at people as unique individuals. So the community employment scheme, through the participants coming on it, have provided additional resources.
Sure.
To allow us to support people as individuals.
And support them to be independent, to
Absolutely.
Do what they want. And you have people, as I say, I'm told the participants in Kilrush, Innis Diamond, Milltown, Malgay, Shannon, Killaloe, and Newmarket,
right.
and Fergus, Scariff. You're right across the
We're
county
right
at the
across
moment.
The county. Absolutely.
Is that very different, Eamon, to when this started back in 1992?
Well, it is different now, because I suppose we started back in 1992 with 11 people on the scheme. It was mainly based around the Innis area. And the way we delivered our services at the time was different as well. We delivered services usually in group situations or in workshop situations, whereas now people are supported in the community as individuals, people themselves. So the community employment participants are now supporting people to access the community in a real way and to live real lives in the community, whether it's in a part-time job or in a volunteer role or to acquire more independent skills to access community
sure.
resources, whether it's going shopping or going for a cup of coffee
sure,
in
yeah.
town, or to go to the gym or engage in leisure pursuits around in their own community. So the big difference now as well, it's based in Kilrush, Milltown, Malbay, Innis Diamond, Killaloe, Shannon, throughout the county in small communities. So we employ people on the scheme from the local community to support
okay.
local people who are accessing our services.
And those service users, we can see just already from both of your descriptions the benefits for them. But talk to me a little bit about the benefits for those who you are employing, those who are entering in the scheme, those who are offering the support.
Yeah, well, we take people from the live register, people who are unemployed for a period of time. So the scheme offers people an opportunity to get back into the workforce and to get into in a supportive role, in a supportive way. So the benefits from within our organisations are very real. People get very good work placement opportunities, very good work experience, working with people who are marginalised themselves. So they get a sense of providing real support to people who are need support to access the community. And on top of that, then they get very good training opportunities, both within the organisation, because we have to train people from the internal courses we provide, whether it's in epilepsy training, medication management, or community integration training. So that's...
And they benefit from this training as well.
Certainly, yeah. And then they get opportunities to go on FETIC level 5 training courses. So if a participant comes on the scheme for 1 year initially, and then if they decide that they'd like to stay on the scheme for a further 3 years, they have to participate in VTEC Level 5 training. And if they take on one module the first year and then progress through the 3 years, so by the end of their time on the scheme, they then come out with a major award in VTEC Level 5. And sometimes people then progress onto third level college after completing their time with us, or before.
Sometimes. And you're nodding as Eamon is saying a lot of that, Martina, nodding in agreement, of course. It sounds like a pathway to employment if that's what the participants themselves want, or like it could be a pathway to employment, obviously.
Yes, absolutely. And I suppose, you know, the Brothers of Charity, it's a growing organisation. We have lots of referrals that come to us every year. We are regularly looking for staff. So the Community Employment Scheme, I suppose, it's the longest interview we'll ever get from the point of view of interviewing people. We could have people for anything for a year, up to 3 years, as Eamon has said. So it gives us, from a management point of view, a really good sense of the person, you know what I mean, and how they're engaging with people, how suitable they are for the position, how well they can support people to be real participants in their community. And as I say, you'll never get an interview when you do an interview as part, you know, the conventional way of meeting somebody in an interview process, that's meeting somebody for maybe 15 to 30 minutes. Mm. But it also, for the participant themselves, it gives them a sense whether this is actually a role they'd like to pursue as an employee or not.
You'd have a number of people who have been on this scheme that are now full-time employees.
Absolutely. And I suppose on the day next week, on November 2nd, we will have previous participants speaking about that and how they came on the scheme initially, and then how they went on to pursue third level courses, as Eamon has just said, and how they now are current employees within the Brothers of Charity as a result.
So what's the importance, as you see it, Eamon, of this event next Thursday?
I think the importance is just to recognise the contribution that people have made, the participants on the scheme themselves over the years. I think we have something like 60 participants who are coming back, people who have been on the scheme who have moved on to employment with us or moved on to other employment outside of the organisation, in other organisations, or into further education. So we've invited them all back just to recognise the contribution they have made to the people we support in the Brothers of Charity Services. We also want to recognise the support we get from the Department of Social Protection now and the employees of the Department of Social. They've been very supportive to us. And also previously, FOSS, the employees of FOSS in the past, they've since transferred over to the department. Those people have really been of great benefit to us. So we just really want to recognise all those people. And again, the directors of the Trees Community Employment Scheme, they're mainly staff of the Brothers of Charity Services, and they give a significant amount of their time to managing the scheme and running it. And I cannot forget the supervisor we have on the scheme, Thomas Gilligan. Thomas runs the scheme very efficiently and manages very well, and he's ably supported by Patricia now in recent time, who's come on as his clerical support. So we really want to acknowledge the tremendous support we get from everybody and the community out there who is very supportive of the work we do.
And at the heart of all of it as well then, Martina, too, something we shouldn't overlook, the benefits that the service users of the Brothers of Charity have been able to enjoy and are continuing to enjoy as a result of this,
yes,
obviously.
Absolutely. That's the huge. And I suppose, you know, when this scheme started off back in 1992, it was the brainchild of Eamon Finn here, and that was the motivation to really, you know, get additional resources for the people that we work with on a daily basis. And the benefits for them has been absolutely huge. And on the day next week as well, we have made a DVD which will illustrate, you know, it actually, you know, a picture, I suppose, paints a thousand words, as we often say, but it will actually illustrate how people are supported out there every day by CE participants. So, you know, it's an acknowledgement, as Eamon says, of their contribution, but it's also for them to see in real terms how this actually has made a massive benefit.
If people are interested in this, it is, as I understand it, open to people who have been on receipt of social welfare payments for 12 months or over and are over the age of 21. That's because of the community employment side of this. There's some other requirements as well, but the doors are open, certainly, I would imagine, for people to come to you and say, I'm interested, what can I do? What should those people do?
Absolutely. I suppose the first point of call really is to contact their local social protection office and, you know, make themselves known there, and they will basically make them aware of all the schemes that are available, because people may have interest in different areas. So they will outline to them the different schemes that are available in their local area. And we may be in the local area now because the fact that we're right around the county, as we outlined earlier. So that's the first point of call. They will look at their eligibility criteria, and then if it's a thing that they are interested, they will be passed on then to Thomas Gilligan, our community employment supervisor, and he will walk them step by step then through the process and introduce them to, you know, the type of work that we are involved with and how they will be involved in that work.
Okay, and a lot of training involved as well. Would you recommend, you would recommend it, obviously, Eamon?
I'd highly recommend the scheme for people who have an interest in the social care sector, because I think there's tremendous opportunities there for people who looking for a career, or maybe looking to change career, or looking to get back into the employment again. I think the opportunities are tremendous. We have a very good success rate at getting people into employment following their number of years on the scheme. I think the percentage of people even getting employment with us is up to 50 or 60%, and some people choose to go on to other organisations outside of us. But we have very good outcomes from the scheme. And people also, get very good, as we said earlier, get very good training from the scheme and good outcomes through employment.
Well, we wish you all the very best. The event, as we say, takes place next Thursday at the Templegate Hotel here in Ennis, celebrating 25 years of the Triest Community Employment Scheme operated by the Brothers of Charity, Eamon Finn and Martina Rinn. Thank you very much both for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll give you our competition question in a couple of minutes' time, when we will also remember the man who Elvis Presley thought was the real king.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.